You are in the center of one of the many now ruined barracks built by Alpini soldiers then in tents around the hut, to shelter from the elements in the winter season. After the Austrians attempted to take the Veneracolo Basin on 15 July 1915, the garrison was significantly enlarged to company size and formed into an independent detachment. In conjunction with the battles of the spring of 1916, there was a constant stream of soldiers along the Avio Valley, and this brought fresh logistical challenges with it. A great many stone buildings sprang up around the hut as barracks for the troops and warehouses for food and ammunition and everything else which high-altitude survival called for. In addition to these stone buildings, a great many wooden huts and iron and wood prefabs were built in the most varied shapes. Of these, the Damioli model barracks stand out, with their semicircular ceilings, of which the only still extant example is on display at the Temu White War Museum. The necessary building materials were brought up to Caldia Mountain Dairy via a convenient mule track, and then three teleferic branches took them to the hut, where they split into two via the Garibaldi and Veneracolo passes. Alongside the hut, a hospital was built at the behest of medical captain Giuseppe Carcano and named after David Carcano, in memory of his father. It was a large stone building with 150 beds and an operating theater, wash houses and shower rooms, electric lighting and radiators for heating. The building was also served by a teleferic which enabled the wounded to be brought right up to the door of the hospital from Garibaldi Pass. The troops were stationed just a little higher up in the long Savoia barracks building, and the hut itself was extended and organized as a command headquarters. Other buildings contained the kitchens, the officers' accommodation, the food warehouses, the electric plant, the slaughterhouse and the cellars. A dense network of cobbled streets linked up the buildings to one another and to the Garibaldi Pass teleferic station further south, beyond the small lake. With two sections of teleferic, the food and materials could continue to Garibaldi Pass, where a full-blown citadel had been built on the other side of the rocky ridge, on the glacier. After the Italian victories of 1916, in fact, the supplies required by the various advance sections of the front left from here.